And that concludes our public hearings for the evening, so on to other business. Our first item is subdivision 2018-28, Ocean Meadows subdivision, final site plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of a cluster subdivision to create of 133 single-family lots located on the west side of Beaver Dam Road, that's Route 23, south of Fisher Road, Sussex County Route 262. Plans include adding 33 lots to the existing 100-lot proposal, which was approved by the Commission at its meeting of March 22nd of 2018. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved at the meeting of March 14th, 2019. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 2, Parcel 2. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you. Yeah, the memo and the agenda actually flip those two items, so this is Ocean Meadows.
Oh, okay. I'm like,
and Stagrun's next. So
okay, I gotcha.
That's my fault.
All right, make a motion to approve the final subdivision plan for Ocean Meadows 2018-28.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for subdivision 2018-28 Ocean Meadows subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2018-31 Stag Run subdivision final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan and landscape plan for the creation of a cluster subdivision to consist of 26 single-family lots located on the southeast side of Wilson Road, that's Sussex County Route 244, and the west side of Savannah Road, that's Sussex County Route 246. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of March 28th of last year. The final subdivision plan complies with the County Zoning Code and the Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 10, Parcel 5. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
So, Mr. Chairman, I move for final subdivision plan approval for 2018-31 Stag Run subdivision.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for subdivision 2018-31 Stag Run subdivision as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is site plan number 19-49 Ocean Park preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of three retail office restaurant buildings and other site improvements. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, Parcels 50 and 51. The zoning district is B1, Neighbourhood Business, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan for Ocean Park, S-19-49, with final fee by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the site plan for Ocean Park preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2019-08 Azalea Woods subdivision, request to amend conditions of approval.
This is a request to revise the wording of the conditions of approval for the 610-lot major subdivision located between Single Point Road and Gravel Hill Road, north of Lewis Georgetown Highway. At its meeting of December 19th of last year, the Commission granted preliminary subdivision plan approval subject to conditions. Condition C states that so that home construction proceeds reasonably on pace with road improvements, there shall be no more than 70 building permits issued in any one calendar year. The applicant has submitted a written request to modify or remove this condition to allow the market to determine the rate at which building permits may be issued. Thank you.
So this is one, just put a little bit of background on it. When this motion was drafted, staff and me and Ms. Stevenson, we had some conversations on what that condition would be and the background for it. And I'll take some blame for, you know, why we're here today.
I'll take the hit for it. Go for it.
Well, No, you know, it was one of those things where the discussion was one that we probably, or I probably should have shared with the commission, just so everybody knew sort of what we were talking about. You know, because we talked about what, even during the hearing, there was a discussion about the extensive traffic improvements that need to be made on the roads around there. There's even, I think, just sort of a general discussion about phasing by the developer, what was sort of the build out that would occur and the pace at which it would occur and that, all that sort of stuff. What I don't know, and maybe it was, at least if it was, I didn't recall it during the hearing as clearly as, you know, it should have been, and it should have been brought out to the entire commission. The TIS review letter actually also had requirements in it as far as phasing tied to Delta improvements. You know, and I sent the commission an email reiterating what those was, condition number one of the November 21, 2019 TIS review limit or letter that talked about certain things that had to happen before the 226 building permit. And then condition six of that TIS review talked about certain things happening prior to the issuance of the 101st building permit. So what I should have done is made you all aware of sort of those competing numbers, so that at least, you know, you knew what was out there. I know Ms. Stevenson, her concern was making sure that the development doesn't outpace the road improvements in that area. And I think, you know, DelDOT has the same issue in its mind when it talks about the 226 and the 101st. So really it's just a decision, you know, which is the better criteria to use? Is it the one that DelDOT came up with, or is it, you know, a number that you're comfortable with that's, you know, not necessarily tied to something that's directly in the record?
Now DelDOT was looking at the roads that this fronts. But one of the things they said was that the intersections with Route 9 are going to fail. And so I was looking at, they had said, we're looking at this, we'll probably take 10 years to build out. This was a way to try to met it out. This was not arbitrarily, well, gee, let's see, 70 sounds great. I went by that. A number by the 10 years, so that they said, DelDOT said, there are no plans for Route 9 right now within the six-year plan. This gives them some time to help to possibly get it in their six-year plan. That was why I am the person who asked for the 70. So,
and that made sense to me because of what the developer suggested was a 10-year plan. There was a reason behind it.
I mean, I do understand market, and I understand capitalism. But I'm just trying to find a way to let them build, but still try not to, you know, create a problem for the safety of the people of this county.
Well, now that we all realize that that there was a qualifier in the whole thing by the state, can we just make a motion? Can I make a motion to just rely on that as the basis or what? How do we fix this?
I think that works. The one thing I would want us to be clear on, though, because, you know, DelDOT has a tendency to change their mind about things, okay? So if I don't mind using the same numbers and the criteria and the logic, but once it's part of our, once it's in our ordinance, this particular application ordinance, then it kind of needs to stay there regardless of what DelDOT does. In other words, these are our numbers. These are the numbers we're going to live by. If DelDOT changes them later on, well, that's, you know, because if they decide, what if they decide, well, we don't really need to do that, you know? So if we use those numbers, then they're the numbers. That does not prevent these guys from coming back again and asking us to do something different, but I'm just saying that I don't mind relying on DelDOT's numbers as long as they become our numbers, I guess. That's what I'm saying.
So I'll just say two things. One, you know, I'm going to take the blame for not fostering this conversation back at the time of the motion, because that's when it should have happened.
Okay.
So it sounds like there's sort of two options here. One is, on the one hand, to deny the request and leave it remain the way it is, or the second, I think what I'm hearing from a couple members of the commission, and I tried to put together something so we weren't doing it on the fly, would be, in keeping with the initial phrasing of the motion, it says, so that home construction proceeds reasonably on pace with road improvements, the developer shall comply with the phasing set forth in conditions number 1 and number 6 of DLDOT's November 21, 2019 TIS review letter. Any changes to those phasing requirements shall require an amendment to this condition of approval. And I think that gets to what Mr. Wheatley's saying, that it's set in stone, so if something changes, then we need to know. But that gives you the two choices, those two guardrails. It's keep it where it is or go that way. So.
Anybody have any comments on that? Trying to do a so moved.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you want me to?
You want to put it in the form of a motion?
So, the motion would be I move that conditions, what's that?
Sorry.
Oh, that condition C of the approval of subdivision 2019-08 be deleted and replaced with the following. C, so that home construction proceeds reasonably on pace with road improvements, the developer shall comply with the phasing set forth in conditions number 1 and number 6 of DLDOT's November 21, 2019 TIS review letter, period. Any changes to those phasing requirements shall require an amendment to this condition of approval.
So moved.
Second.
I didn't want to steal your thunder.
No!
Okay. Been moved and the motion read into the record by our council has been moved and seconded for subdivision 2019-08 Azalea Woods subdivision regarding the request to amend condition of approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Carried. 4-1. Okay. Very good. Our next item is Isabella LLC, minor subdivision off an existing 50-foot easement.
This is a preliminary plan for a minor subdivision for the subdivision of one lot. A proposed lot number 3 will measure 1.73 acres plus or minus. The residual lot 2AA will measure 17.24 acres plus or minus. The tax parcel ID is District 532, Map 20, Parcel 106.00. The Sussex County Board of Adjustment granted a front yard variance for the existing building on November 18th of 2019 under case number 12384. The preliminary subdivision plan complies with the county subdivision code. The tax parcel ID is District 532, Map 20, Parcels 106, 107, 107.8, and the zoning district is general commercial and agricultural residential. And staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you. So.
Mr. Chair, in regards to Isabella LLC, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off an existing 50-foot easement with final approval on staff on receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of existing 50-foot easement for Isabella LLC with the final approval would be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you for sitting here all night. Sorry you had to do it. You didn't have to.
Well, it's wise to just in case.
But it's wise to be here. It's wise to be here. I'm just sorry you had to sit here for. Sorry, I had to sit here for 5 hours. Anyway.
I have great respect for you guys.
Well, you might be by yourself.
No, yeah. As it was pointed out, not everybody does. Not everybody.
You didn't have enough of us tonight.
See you, Bill. Good to see you. All right. That's because I demanded that he stay.
See that?
Nobody has a seat up here.
I'm sure that's not why. But anyway, referring back to our public hearings that started 5 hours and 22 minutes ago. Let's see.
Our the MOU.
One. Oh, yeah. The first one was the Memorandum of Understanding between Sussex County and DLDOT.
So on that one, just a reminder, because it seems like it was yesterday already. What I did on the last one, I sent it to you, was try to summarize some of the things I think we had some consensus on. So, I think what you need to do is defer it.
While we're, and I won't take a whole lot of time, but did you folks have a chance to look at the stuff that was sent to us? I know it was just sent the day before yesterday. But
the stuff from
the group.
Yeah, that was presented at the time.
Working group. I actually thought some of that was pretty good.
I did not have a chance to.
Yeah, I didn't.
So, well, let's defer action and give everybody a chance to look at it and give your input to Vince, but I'll just say that a lot of it was sort of housekeeping and common sense stuff. And
I got the first page. So,
yeah. Okay.
Well, and I would say on that, you know, so we've got to make a recommendation to council on it.
Yeah.
And so I think the way to get some of that to council, like you said, some of that more like structural stuff in there.
Yeah.
Is not try to fix it by a specific recommendation, but just say, you know, that we'd recommend that council take into account the suggestions to reorganize the MOU based upon the information that was submitted.
Right, because they're going to have another public hearing anyway.
Yeah, some of the things, you know, like that we took out or deleted, specific items or changed. Because, for example, I know Mr. Hutt presented the information, I think it was in everybody's, about picking up the fact that it's the TIS review letter, and that's where a lot of the things come in. You know, that's something I think we would say at line 1102, insert these words, you know, but some of the more general reorganizations, I think we can deal with that sort of more broadly.
Okay. Well, let's take a shot at it anyway.
Yeah.
And you're talking about these two. Compare these two.
Yeah.
So are we deferring for now or what?
Yeah, I think we should defer. Okay. Yeah.
Somebody do
so it. Make a motion to
go ahead.
To defer for consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on the Memorandum of Understanding between Sussex County and DelDOT. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item was subdivision 2019-2 Old Mill Landing South.
I make a motion to defer.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2019-2 Old Mill Landing South. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item was subdivision 2019-13, Old Mill Landing North.
I make a motion to defer.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2019-13, Old Mill Landing North. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional units number 2205, Frank Passwater.
Mr. Hawkins, I would say on this one, I know it's simple enough, and I don't know that you know you want to act necessarily in favor of it, but if you were inclined to act in favor of it, we've got motions that have that stuff.
Yeah. I would defer.
Okay.
I will say, there's nothing to live on the road going down there, and my brother-in-law, the house down the street from me, and as far as the guy with the noise, I really believe that there's a law that you have to have your muffler removed from your car if you live in Lincoln.
Or have it fall off.
It's typical.
No muffler law.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, in regard to CU 2205, Frank Passwaters, I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
The move is second to defer action on conditional use number 2205, Frank Passwaters, for further consideration. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was change in zone number 1902, John C. Stamato, Sierra Rivera Development, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to CZ 1902, John Stamato, Sierra Rivera Development, LLC, or something like that, I move to defer further consideration.
Second.
The move and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1902, John C. Stamato, Sheriff Rivera Development, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. One thing, just since she's a short timer, and you guys know that. I think it was in the paper, for goodness sake. Jamie, you know, just moving forward, and this isn't for you to do, but for you to delegate, the packets, can we break those? Because we break out the audios, you know, so you don't have to listen to 4 hours of audio recording.
Mm-hmm.
Can you have somebody on staff break it out to?
By application.
By application. I think you can do all the old business or other business together, but break it out to the application? Because, you know, we had to go through 600 pages to get to the...
880 pages.
It is bookmarked.
Yeah. Mine doesn't come through bookmark, though.
I think it's because of how you're opening it.
Yeah.
We have to look at that because I'm not sure the website will allow us to do that.
I do mine under Adobe.
If you open it up under Adobe, there's bookmarks.
See, I do it under iBooks. That's how I've been opening it. But
I do it under Adobe, but I still don't know what you mean.
It just seems like it would be easy enough to do as a single file. And I'm also thinking about the public as well, because the public...
We can look into it. The website's set up, though, to have one single file,
yeah,
not multiple files. No. We can look into it. It wouldn't be the end of the world, but...
But they do it with the audio, though. That's separate files.
It's designed that way. So yeah. We'd have to redesign our website a little bit. But it's not impossible.
Well, because I know, like, you know, when I go to other municipalities and, you know, present stuff, it's broken out by hearing and, you know, so it's got to be able to be done. If Dinky Town can do it, we can surely do it.
We do it with the audio. It's something in WordPress or something, but we can look into
it.
Can I also make a suggestion, if it's possible, when we're doing old business, because I like to go back and listen to the audio and refresh my memory, and was there something that was specific to this case I really need to refresh my memory? Instead of having to try to remember what meeting it was from, if it could just be in parentheses, like the date of the meeting, so then I know to go back to that audio for that date, if that's possible.
That's a public hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can look into that.
Yeah. No harm in that.
Okay. Well, while we're asking for stuff, what do you want?
Have pizza next time. Is it
late? Where's, and you probably can't do this, but where it says NA, you know, address NA, if you could just ping me the closest thing to it, that would be such a help.
Just like selfie.
We get the description.
You put in parentheses, for Keller, it's real close to this place.
Keller, go to Selbyville.
Anything else for the good of the order? If not...